Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for every individual in here. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to minister your word underneath the umbrella of the anointing of God. We will follow the Holy Spirit today, and we'll do what he tells us to do. We fall underneath the umbrella of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, where our salvation lies. And we're going to move through the creative force of the Heavenly Father. And we're going to put the devil underneath of our feet. And we're going to stand in victory today in our lives. Send us a rhema word, anointing word, a word that I can Facebook about this week, a word that I can tell a neighbor about tomorrow, a word that I can go into my house, Lord God, and just speak all through the walls. A word, Lord God, that can resonate in my spirit, that can bring me over when I don't feel like I can make it through. In Jesus' name, and we'll forever give you the glory and the honor and the praise. And the people of God say amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. It is so wonderful to see so many beautiful people inside the kingdom of God, inside the house of God. Look at the person next to you and say, you are so gorgeous today. I'm a firm believer, and I've been doing this more. Let me express this to y'all, the statement I made. We done messed up the relationships inside church so much that if a man go tell a woman that she gorgeous, they always think you're trying to hit on her. But the scripture clearly tells us to tell somebody that you are wonderfully, marvelously created and made by the Lord Jesus. So we need to start talking about God creation a little bit more. Look at the person next to you and say, you are wonderful. You are marvelous. You are awesome. And you got it going on, baby. Don't you know that, man? So why are you sitting down on God when God has created a masterpiece? Now you turn around and tell that person that told all that to you, say, I am God's masterpiece. Look at me. I do look good. Tell them I'm a holy sexy. Do anybody know what a holy sexy is? I make the angels cry out. Hallelujah. Yes. I am somebody. The word of God declares unto me that I am a child of God. And if I'm a child of God, then I'm somebody that is special. You need to get that in your spirit right now, that you are special. Don't let anybody tell you anything that you're not when God has called you to be special. Next time a joker come to you and tell you or call you something outside of your name, you rebuke him right there and say, you gotta know who I am. Sit down. The kingdom is dying because folks are putting other people down too much. We supposed to edify, comfort, and exhort. You need to speak good tidings into the person's ear next to you. Whisper sweet nothings and say, baby, God has created something special sitting by me. When we change our mindset on the inside of us and know who we are, then we can accomplish anything. Let me explain something to everybody in here. What you went through was for your purpose. It was divinely destined by God. So nobody can call you a drug addict because God didn't call you a drug addict. Nobody can call you a whore because God didn't call you a whore. Even when you was going through, even when you was gapped up, God did not call you outside of your name. So no one has a right to call you outside what God has called you. Grab Matthew the 15th chapter. Grab the person next to you in the collar. Grab him in the collar and say, get it together. Now, y'all ain't get funky with them. Don't be scared of them. You're in the city of refuge, your place of refuge. We got men all in front of the place in case a fight break out. In case a fight break out, we got your back. Grab them up in the collar and say, you better than what you've been living. And when you leave this place today, you're going to understand why you are under the table. I told y'all Wednesday night I had it set up, didn't I? Name of the message today is simply this. Where are you? Tell them, I'm under the table. No, you ain't on it. You under it. Stage three, you ain't on it. Hallelujah. Give me my whole. I got to do some slinging today. She on the front row for a reason. Matthew, the 15th chapter, the 20th. If those don't know, and I'm going to express this to you so you won't get offended. If you do get offended, I apologize that you are so naive about the word of God that the word of God offended you, because I'm not going to offend you. But we have learned in the city that we're going to have fun. If you used to having a drag place to where you can come at and want to be quiet and sit back and reserve and you leave out with a sleepy spirit on you, then there's a few more churches maybe up and down the road, but I come inside church to have fun. I'm going to have fun in Christ, because the scripture clearly speaks too many times in the Bible about happy are we. Rejoice and love your salvation. And I'm going to have fun. So I grew up inside churches where, you know, I ain't going back. Y'all can go back to Egypt all you want to and make it. I ain't going back. I ain't going back. Anybody who been locked up, you get a taste of freedom. You ain't going back. I can't. So we have fun here. So enjoy yourself. Kick off your shoes. Long your feet don't stink, we all right. If it do stink, we got some Lysol and Free Breeze. We'll let you put one of them in your hand, and you can just still spray it as you go. All right? 15th chapter, 21st verse. Let's roll. I feel like preaching today. Then Jesus went hence and departed unto the coast of Syria and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan, came out the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. Wow. Wow. He said nothing. And the disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to make the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, truth, yes, right, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, I love this part, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And the daughter was made whole from that very hour. The problem, and let's be real for a few moments, because I'm going to step on toes and make you hurt and really offend you, but I'm okay with that. I hate the fact that right now in the kingdom of God and into the generations going forth, that there's this strong pride spirit that is resonating through all of us. And it bounds me up because I seen the event, let me make sure, okay, yesterday that really irritated me while I was playing football. And the event that irritates me, I have a friend, which is a coach, that thinks his son can do it all. And you see it on the football field constantly where parents only want to see their children succeed. one of my goals is that anybody can succeed if you put them in a position to be successful. I'm a firm believer that all of us can succeed, whether it be this year, next year, when it has or when it comes our time, we have the ability on our inside of us to move to the next level and to function in victorious movements. Amen? So, but the problem that we have is God cannot use us, nor do God wants to use us anymore, because there's a spirit of pride that is resonating inside the body of Christ that it came from the world. It's about us so much and about us succeeding so much, not for the kingdom's sake, but for our own edification, that God is refusing to help us out. Let's just sit there for a moment. Let that marinate. Let that meat marinate a little bit. It tastes better when it marinates. And it's so bad because it's going against God's plan for us to be successful. This whole lottery movement that's inside our development in the kingdom of God is causing us to die. We are wasting so much resources trying to hit the big lottery inside the kingdom of God so we can move to the status quo of the world, that we losing the development that God is trying to place on the inside of us, that we won't lose at the end that which he's given us now. Oh, y'all missed that. Let me go back and catch that again. We are so concerned about getting to the next level that we don't even enjoy the ride or the growth that he's trying to develop on the inside of us. We want to be like the Joneses, Mike and Jerrine, so badly. We want to be in at the level where they at so badly that we missing the lesson that God's trying to teach us right now. And God is really showing me this pride, this feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction that is deriving from our own achievement. This pride that we are having is based on a false pride that we have on the inside, but a false pride that we want to put out to everybody that we got it going on. So now the man up above does not come out of my source. The heavenly God in the kingdom in the place that he has set us to receive our blessings does not become our source. We don't even want to edify him anymore. We want to keep everything on this level. Look at somebody say this level. That now the people in your pews becoming your God. If they don't see you sin, you okay. If they see you walking around and think you got it going on, then you got it going on. So now they become your judge and your juror, and you got to impress them so much that you're missing the real relationship that God's trying to place on the inside of you. And that's a relationship of vertical, not horizontal. So now I need for Marguerite to give me words of affirmation so I can feel successful. So now my salvation is based on the people and not on God. So when I sin, as long as I can fool you, your heaven that you have for me, I can still walk through the pearly gates. So now we got confusion in church. Because before I praise God, I got to see if the rest of y'all praising him. Let me make sure this church is a praising church before I get up and dance. Let me make sure this is the right time, because I don't want nobody to look at me strange. Like, I don't know when is the proper time to praise him and when's not. I have to be decent and in order according to man's doctrines. Oh, preach this thing, Pastor. You surely are, boy. So now at this level, if I want to be successful, I can't have you above me. Oh, I'm helping y'all out today. So what I have to do, I have to keep you equal or beneath me. Now I understand where the gossip comes in. Now I understand where the lies come in. Now I understand where the backbiting comes in. Because I have to keep you in the pot, crab. You can't get out of this. Because if you get out of this, then the real me open up and I see that I ain't as strong as I thought I was. So now I have to talk about you. I have to keep you down. I have to mess with you. I have to tell you lies. Because I need you depending on me. Because I have to be the big cheese. I have to be on the top ladder. I got to be the big dog. and you got to make me feel good so I can work this thing, baby.
There's another word that is contrary to the word of pride, and that word is being humble. And it's kind of funny. I grew up inside a church where I asked somebody what was humbleness, and this is what they would did. And this is not a joke. Let's be honest. Don't, when somebody portray to be humble, they always got a in front of it. Their chest folds in. They adopt this humble walk. They look at this frail individual, and you like, dude, hold on. I'm about ready to get some of y'all in here that really are, I like to say, spirit sensitive. You look at them and say, dude, you faking. But hold on. He's a minister. Maybe I'm wrong here. So now you have this problem because you see this fakeness, because you know realism, because you are real, and they can't comprehend where you at, and you saying to yourself, if I gotta be like that, I can't achieve that, because that's not humbleness. Humbleness is simply this. With God, I can do all things, but without him, I'm nothing. So if I stay horizontal, I'm nothing. But if my relationship become vertical, then I can do all things. Now I comprehend when praises go, blessings come. See, my relationship is wrong. I don't need you to affirm who I am, because if I give praises up, God's going to boost me up and tell me that I can do all things. It doesn't matter where I'm at. It doesn't matter what you think about me. I know it because he has told me. I always seen this story. Give me about 10 minutes and I'm shutting it down. I seen this story, and this story resonates something so powerful in me, and I couldn't quite comprehend what it was. And I preached it before, and I stuck with one thing, being a dog. And that bothers me, because I thought that I had to beg. Because most of us think that's what a dog do. Oh, I'm almost ready. I hear you, Lord. He said you won't finish. I know. But here he is. We dealing with a woman who openly followed, crying, revealing her issue of her daughter being vexed with the devil to the man who was sent here to resolve the issue. I had a problem with Jesus with this. You knew that you were sent here for this purpose, but yet you did nothing about it until I understood the totality of this story. That's why when you pull scripture out of context, it's not good for the word of God. There's a lesson that he was trying to teach to the disciple who say, send her away. It had nothing to do with him and her at this point. Because it was just him and her, he would have took care of the issue right there. He'd done it before. The woman with the issue of blood. He allowed that blessing to come. They didn't say that she was an Israelite. The woman by the well. He even did a parable about the Good Samaritan. We all know. So what was he trying to teach us here? He was trying to teach a lesson to every individual here today. If you're waiting on man approval, you're going to be waiting a long time. Because I don't care what position that we hold inside church, if we can have neons or dogs begging behind us, it makes us feel more important. Let me help y'all out here. If we have folks wanting us to be there for them, we really don't want them to become fully healed, because we need that attention that they show us to confirm our wanting to be important in the worldly concept of church. Y'all missed that. In the worldly concept of. So here we are dealing with a woman who truly wouldn't give up on God. I love this part. She ignored the naysayers that was around. She realized that nothing around here or none of these individuals had to do anything that she needed from above. But she realized there was one that was here, was the gateway to what she desired and wanted. And at all cost, I'm going to obtain that what I need to survive today. If it takes me humbling myself to be embarrassed in public, humiliation, to be embarrassed by revealing the truth openly, I will do that, that I may obtain that what I need. Whenever you're looking for something from God, you have to be publicly humiliated. Contrary to a lot of folks that's preaching this day, he died on the cross openly when he could have died in the jail. So what was the purpose of him dragging the cross through the city street, letting them spit on him, call him all kind of names? He had to be publicly humiliated to become humble for man. Now I understand what he said. If you were to follow me, you must deny yourself, deny your own fleshly desire to stay proudful in your position, deny your position in this earthly realm. You must humble yourself and pick up the cross of humility and follow the same path that I that means if you ain't talking about me, I ain't going God's route. Look, your neighbor say you ain't talked about me lately. Then I'm not doing what God told me to do lately. Because when folks start talking about you, when they start giving your name a bad rap, when they start lying on you, and you can keep your mouth quiet, God's about ready to reveal unto everybody who is the Lord thy God in your life. So let them talk about you, because the more they talk about you, is the more God's glory going to be revealed in you. So all you got to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Watch God work it out on your back. He don't need you to fight this battle. He said the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Hit that person next to you and say, get from on top of the table and crawl underneath the bottom of the table. I understand this, being up in a family of 14. I understand this when it comes time for Thanksgiving and Christmas, when you wanted to sit at the big boy table. You want to sit with mom and daddy at the great Thanksgiving table. Because if you made it to the big table, you was somebody. No, inside your eyes, you will do what you have to do to get to that table. But look at somebody and say, it ain't your time yet. He wants you still at the kiddie table. Because when he's about ready to reveal to everybody about you, he don't want to show it yet. He wants you to stay hiding underneath the table. That's why you're going through so much right now. Because God's trying to keep you hidden underneath the table. He don't want people to know how anointed you are. He don't want folks to know how blessed you are yet. He don't want to reveal the truthness of you yet. So he's trying to keep you hidden under the table. The kicks are you feeling. It ain't the devil kicking you. It's God kicking you. Stay there, stay there, stay there, stay there. Don't leave yet. Stay there, stay there, stay there. Don't leave yet. Don't go nowhere. I got you. What do you mean you got me? Because even the dogs eat the crumbs that falls. That falls, that falls, that falls, that come from up to down. As long as my relationship is vertical, I receive vertical crumbs from the real master's table. Eating at the table, give me 5 minutes and I'm shutting down. In biblical times, the early tables was a spread of skins was on the ground. Then they adopted a table of which we are known for today, with a top and four legs on each of it. For one to eat at this table is usually show that that person had a position of honor and power. In the story, it's kind of unusual because God do not reveal our honor and power. That's all we've been preaching lately to folks about honor and power of the status quo inside this kingdom to be presented to the man and woman that we got it what? Going on. He took this thing a whole different route. He took it to the level where he wanted us to be dogs, not at the table. Oh, I know. Those that only know the one song out there, he prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemy. He never said you're going to sit at it. He prepared to show your enemy that what he can do for you. He didn't say where you was at that table. Because I think that is determined within time. Let me finish this. I want to deal with the one word, dog, which originated from wolves, was the origin of dogs. What dogs are wolves that has been tamed and show to be great domestic animals that can follow a leader, show to be somebody that had great patience in waiting until they finish eating at the table to receive that which was left over. Look at somebody and say, I want the leftovers. Some of y'all don't even know where the blessings are, where the best stuff is. My mama used to love neck bones. A turkey neck? The status quo of a turkey, breast meat, please. She leave the breast meat alone because she wanted the neck. Y'all want to know why she wanted the neck? Because the neck was close to the bones and the marrow. It had a sweeter meat in it. Nobody wanted it because it didn't look delicious. But it's got the best of the best there. Look at somebody say, I may not look pretty, but I am the best of the best available. You may not want me, but I'm the best, baby. Another reason why people don't want the neck bone, because it takes work to get the meat off the bone. Tell somebody, it takes work to get me, but I'm well worth the work that is involved in the sucking the neck bone. I may be table scraps, but I'm the best table scrap you ever eat. And when you know what you are made of, you start walking around. Now understand why a turkey moves his neck so much. Have you ever seen him move his breast? He moves his neck out of pride. Because that's the best I have right here. Look at somebody say, be humble. You got to have pride in what God can move you in. I may not be nothing now, but I'm moving. And God's going to showpiece me sooner or later. I'm trying to finish, y'all. Please sit down. I got to go preach this evening. Y'all killing me. A dog had to wait for the table scraps. And the reason why it waited for the table scraps, because he knew how good the table scraps would be. He was trained to be patient. That's why you see dogs now, you tell him what? Sit. What'd he do? But do he go to sleep? He sit and what? That's why some of y'all messing up at. You mad because you sitting and you disobedient and you won't sit. That's why I told you I had to get you down, because I got you happy. Now I'm going to mess with you. Some of y'all walk around with this proudness with the table. I'm not eating underneath no table. I'd rather go be in the street. I can get better stuff out in the street. You don't know who house you in. You don't know what table you sit underneath for. Because at a master table back in that time, they always had leftovers. Because the kings and the masters of the house, when they prepared meals for him, they didn't prepare one dish. Because they didn't know what he wanted. They prepared multiple dishes and set it out for them. So they picked on what they wanted. Then they got up and walked away. Look at somebody say the leftovers are better. If you don't believe me, tell Pastor to tell you about the feeding of the 5,000. When they fed the 5,000, he told the disciples to take the bread, cut it up in a basket, put the fish cut up in a basket, and serve them first. And when they got finished serving them, they had 12 baskets full left over. There was 5,000. But they had more left over than what they got. I don't understand how God deal with leftover blessings, but I love leftovers. There's nothing like a good soup that sit in the refrigerator overnight and marinate. Look at somebody say, I'm underneath the table marinating. See, you don't understand that turkey meat got juices, got to get up in these greens. It got to sit there for a while. You can't touch it for a while. But when you put me back on the stove and when you heat me up, I'll be the best thing that you ever had. So all I got to do is just sit where God wants me to be. Because where he wants me at is a good place. I got to know how to trust him. I gotta know that he wants what's best for me. I got to have faith in what he's doing is the right thing. Look at somebody and say, stay under the table. Because God's not finished with you yet. He ain't even started doing what he wants to do. He wants you to marinate just a little while longer. Because what he's got ready for you. The devil is afraid of you. That's why he wants you to move out of position. Tell the devil, I ain't going nowhere. Where God has me at is a good thing. Yeah, I'm being embarrassed right now. Yeah, I'm being kicked right now. Yeah, I'm being humbled right now. But I'm okay, because every once in a while, there's a crumb falling from the master table to sustain me while I'm waiting. Yeah, yeah, God, send me some crumbs. God, send me some finance crumbs. God, send me some joy crumbs. God, send me some happiness crumbs. God, send me some peace come, because I don't know if I can make it any longer. God said, stay right there. I got you. I got you. I got you. Give God a praise in this place. Yeah. Let me close it down. Let me close that. Our problem is we growling at the hand that's feeding us. We biting the hand that's telling us to stay. What do you do with a dog that bites you? You kick him out of the house. I'm ready to bless y'all. What do you do with a dog that's obedient? If you want him to stay obedient, you reward him when he's a... So let me give you a little secret. This is the secret that the Canaanite woman did that is our victorious secret, that we don't have to wait until the end of the meal. It's what a dog do. When I looked up dogs underneath the umbrella of a wolf, they say when he become hostile is when they bark. But when they want to be rewarded is when they manifest a sweetness to the ears of the individual master that makes them do what they want. I have the ability inside of me with my praise, with my worship, and my relationship of obedience and humbleness to cause God to bless me when it's not even ordained to. Because of her statement back of non-disrespect, with no disrespect to him, he had to bless her in return. Not only did it bless her, it blessed all of us. That she stood still in respect mode, stood right still, and looked at him, batted her eyes, turned to the side, and gave him, the scripture says, she fell down and worshiped him. A worship, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs from the master table. Wow, he said. I know that it wasn't ordained, Father, for me to comfort them. But I've been rejected by them. Can I give the leftovers over to her? The father say, she's obedient. That's all I ask the children of Israel to be. So obedience is not a gender thing, nationality thing. It ain't even a denominational thing. Obedience, I like to say, is a cross-gender in the salvation movement that breaks down all barriers and brings us one. Because disobedience is sin. And obedience is what he did unto the cross that caused us to be obedient to what? Him. Today in your lives, I hope that I help you understand, number one, who you are. Number two, don't worry about where you at. Number three, to stay right there. Because where you at is a good place. Now, if you're on the outside and you want to come and sit underneath the table, this is your day. It takes you being humble. And that's why I love altar call. Because you have to make that walk of shame. Oh, it's a blessed walk of shame. Because the devil talking to you all the time, you walking from your seat. But what you don't see is God rejoicing every step that you make. So is it really a walk of shame, or is it a walk of pride? Look at somebody say it's a walk of pride. Because right now the devil's saying to some of y'all, not me. The devil even saying, I'm not going to that joker. I don't really care for him anyhow. Didn't y'all hear what he said about him? You know what I tell everybody about me? Y'all ready for this? Take me down some, because I want to make sure y'all hear from my mouth, okay? I've been talked about, I've been lied on constantly by people. It doesn't bother me. And the reason why I feel that people talk about me, because I don't defend myself. That's okay, because he never told me to. But what I always tell folks this, straight forth, y'all ready for this? If you wasn't there with me when I did what you say, do you actually know whether I did it or not? Hold on, I'm not finished yet. I'm not finished yet. So do you want to base your trip to heaven and hell on what you think I did? And not on what you doing? Then keep on keeping on. Do I got issues? Boy, I wish I could go back and be Glenn for a minute. I will put a word in front of this. Yeah. Do I got problems? Yeah. Am I still working it out? Yeah. Guess what, y'all? That what makes me such a good pastor, because I don't judge any of y'all. Because the scripture clearly said, judge not a man unless you be judged. And all of my mess keeps me so humble that I can't judge you. I want to help you. My compassion comes from my mess. So if you want to go to one of these fake sanctified pastors, I'll give you a few numbers on my Rolodex. That holier than thou, I'll let you know who they are. That you think ain't got it going on, I'll let you, but I'm going to tell you something. They got more going on with you think. They just keeping it hidden. I just reveals mine. But one thing I can tell all of y'all, I love God. I'm not going to leave God, and I'm doing my best to be holy and righteous, what he called me to do. Am I going to slip? Yeah, but I'm not going to let you keep your foot on my neck. I'm going to get you off of me, and I'm getting up, and I'm going on. Because I'm going to be in glory, and I'm going to glory. I already know that. And I'm not going to let you beat me up about something I did 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago. Really? Be honest with y'all, I ain't going to let you beat me on something I did last night. Because I repented for all of that. And you can't tell me nothing. Because I know salvation. That's the work of the devil. To keep you bounded up on something that you did years ago. He said, I come for the sick. I come for those who's hurt and wounded. He came because he knew that you could not make it without him. Do y'all understand? All of us got one thing in common in here. Y'all ready? All of us will sin next week. I don't care if you don't believe that. Because there's no way that you 24/7 is telling the truth about everything. Let me be honest with you. Not saying it is a lie. White lie, black lie, green lie, blue lie, yellow lie, don't matter, it's a lie. The moment you picked up that phone and said this on it, what? He did what? You sowing discord, which is a sin, abomination. So let me get you straight before you want to judge me. What did Lady Marguerite said? Did not. Oh my God, she know better. You judging. But we want to put some of these ones out in the forefront. When God said, oh, talk about city, don't they? I don't care. You can talk about us all we want. I'm going to express something to y'all. We be the ones be sitting up inside glory. Do y'all remember Lazarus and the rich man? Rich man thought he had it all together. Because Lazarus looked like he didn't have it together. He was the one sitting over there, and the rich man was hollering about, can you send Lazarus over here, dip his finger, and give me a drop? I ain't coming over there where you at for nothing. It's not my place to condemn you. It's my place to help you. And I'm going to express this from the city, and I'm going to express it to everybody's member of the city. If any of us has done anything to offend you or hurt you, we apologize. It wasn't our intent. But I tell everybody, we all had growing pains, and in our growing pains, we have done things in our spiritual youthness, well, I could say as kids, and we done said things that have hurt people just like kids do, but we have matured up, and we apologize for anything that we have done. We really do, but it's more something more important than that going on right now. It is your own personal relationship with God. I need for you to humble yourselves. Come out of the seat and give your life back unto the Lord today. It is a strong move. Let me express to you the strong move, because you may be the first one, and folks probably will get on the phone tonight and gossip about you. You have to make it up in your mind that that's okay, because I got to go to glory. Is there anyone? I'll wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised to you. Tomorrow is not promised to you. Well, you don't know what I'm going through. Dude, if I don't, there's somebody in here do. Well, I'm going through so much. Oh, Lord, nah. If I can stop reeling off, I can reel off 5 people right now that will have everything covered. I probably got 1 or 2 of them in here that got everything that everybody's doing and been through in here. And they made it. So you can make it too. Give your life unto God today. Oh, I'm not age. I hate when people talk about the age. Lexi giving her life over to the Lord. How old is she? 10. So if you're above 10 out here right now, you need to be up at this altar. There's no excuse. Well, I still like, well, I never asked you to come in here clean. I did not even ask you to give up on your Saturday night parties yet. And I'll never, city, I never tell you to stop partying. Have I ever told anybody? What tells you is the Holy Ghost on the inside of you when we keep preaching to you. We will not condemn you in the lifestyle that you are leading. The Holy Ghost will. None of us can, and we won't.
Father God, we'd like to thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to just be here, to hear your word, to gain revelation, to understand that which you need us to have to be successful Christians into your walk, continuing to look over and guide us and lead us into our future, that we may obtain the destiny that you have purposed into our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.